Over the past 25 years, we've seen ad gimmicks and offers come and go. Something new and hot works for a while, and then it fades. Eventually, we were able to isolate the essence of what drives a winning ad in much the same way we learned what drives a winning practice. Now, granted, these techniques that we're going to share are not proven to sell automobiles, shaving razors, or computers, but they do in fact work and work predictably in our profession. I'd like to welcome Wes Warren, Whitehall's own in-house marketing guru. Wes is supported by a team of 6 Whitehall employees who do everything from graphic design to high-powered copywriting. So Wes, welcome, and what have you learned about what a doctor can do to get more bang for their advertising dollar?
Greg, there's actually a lot of things doctors can do to increase their ad effectiveness. What we've done is we pulled out the top 5. The top 5 of the 17 points to well-designed ad. You talked about this earlier. There's 17 points to well-designed ad. Now, some of them are weighted more than others. That's why there's 60 points to the grading scale. We pulled out the top 5, and they're worth 5 and 10 points each. What they allow you to do is to get more market share, 80% to be exact.
In other words, so these top 5 are worth 80%.
Right. You're going to walk away from today with 80% of the market share when you advertise.
Just from these 5?
Just from these 5.
Now, if we had time to go through all 17.
You get 100.
Right.
This is how much these top 5 are worth, so 80%.
I know over there in you guys' department, you grade a lot of ads for people. And I know that it's not uncommon for you to have an ad that probably, or a whole marketing campaign, that probably only has access to 15 or 20% of the market.
It's very common for most doctors to be around 20 to 30%.
Think how sad that is, because a lot of them are paying to get access to 100%. In other words, they're sending a lot of pieces.
Right.
They're buying big media campaigns. But because of what's in the ad, they will never appeal to more than 15 or 20% of those prospective patients.
Right. And that's why they only get 3 new patients a month off of them.
And it costs them a fortune.
Right. Now, what we're going to teach you today, these 5 points, what we're trying to do is to get you to apply these to current advertising you're doing. Yellow pages, your websites, any type of internal promotions you do. We want you to apply all these 5.
Okay.
And with these top 5, you can actually pay for any future marketing you're going to do.
Got it.
Okay. So there's five things.
That concept has been thought of before. There was, at one time, a consultant in practice management who taught doctors before they started advertising to raise their prices so that it would literally cover the cost of the advertising. The problem in today's market, that simply doesn't work. Without the massive third-party support we had back in that era,
Right. We
need to know more and be smarter. We can't use simple tricks like that.
Right, but with this, we can almost do that.
Yeah.
There are doctors that will walk home and apply this to some doctors may be doing community mailers. They'll apply some of these principles, and they'll end up with 100, 200 new patients a month off of just these 5.
Okay.
That's how important five are.
That's pretty powerful.
We're talking 80%. Most doctors get 20%.
Okay.
So we're talking quantum leaps here. All right, so let's go over the top 5. One is size of the ad. Number 2 is attention getting. Number 3 is benefit headline. Ad depth and offer. Offer is double weighted. In other words,
that's
for 10 points.
10 pointer, okay.
10 pointer because it's that important.
It's the only 10 pointer of your whole 17 list, correct?
Right. All these other ones are worth 5. So we're going to go over size first. What size allows you to do is basically get more market share. It allows you to put more of the 17 points into your ad.
So just having it bigger alone doesn't increase market share.
You have to add more copy.
The point is, it's got to be bigger so it can hold these
17 points.
Market-attracting points.
Right, got
it.
Exactly. So let me give you an example of how this works.
Okay.
In a Yellow Page ad, you get a small ad. What you want to do is you want to use the 5 principles because you can't fit all 17 in a small ad. So you go to the 5 principles of advertising. So you want to go to attention getting, offer, benefit headline, and ad depth. When you got a big ad, you can throw everything in there. You can throw things like Se habla español. We know in Arizona, 10% of the population doesn't even speak English. They speak Spanish. So if you put that in there, you automatically attract 10%
of the
population.
You can laugh at this. There's a whole market out there that have difficult seeing fine print. And if, for example, you put the telephone number in big bold print, there's a market share respond to it.
That's a one-pointer.
There's a market share that will respond to a
map.
Exactly.
Has to be there. So what this allows you to do is put all those little things that make people respond to your ad into your ad.
Got it.
So what you want to walk home with today, if you can, you get the bigger ad.
Right.
Okay.
Spend the money
because it's worth it.
Okay.
Now you have to still follow these principles. If you spend the money and it's a blank piece of paper, you're not going to get people to
You're going to hear that. There's marketing people out there not familiar with our industry that'll just tell you that don't try to cram too much in the ad. You're saying, though, make it big enough that you can get these points in.
These points.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's stick to these points. Other stuff is not as important.
Okay, so I'm going to count that. Then size really counts here. What's next?
Okay, next thing is attention getting.
People have to see it, or it doesn't matter what's in it.
Right, exactly. Another word for this is eye-catching, but in some media, you can't be eye-catching when you're over the airways.
Right, and you're ear-catching.
Right, okay. But so we call this attention getting. People have to hear it. People have to see it. If it sounds and looks like everybody else's ad, they're not going to see it. A great example of this, I have a doctor in Michigan who did a loose leaf piece of paper inside a newspaper and went out to 10,000 homes. And it was supposed to be printed on a colored piece of paper, goldenrod to be exact. And we were looking for typical can be up to 40 new patients a month off of this. We got word back from the newspaper that they printed on white paper. And immediately we knew it wasn't going to work. Doctor's like thinking, oh, it'll work. We'll get 10 new patients. And what I was
the doctor just didn't believe that that color made that much difference.
People don't see it.
And you know what happened also? I know that particular story you're talking about. The newspaper told him it didn't matter because they had made the mistake. And they said, oh, it won't matter.
It won't matter.
And it mattered.
It mattered because we've done this 1,000 times. We know exactly what color paper it needs to be.
And in the end, you guys ran it again.
We ran it again next month. He ended up with 25 new patients. They went to the same homes.
Yeah, normally you get less the
same copy.
Right.
And it pulled 25 new patients.
This is a counterintuitive point I think people need to realize. Doctors want their ads to be so slick, pretty, and nice that by the time a doctor's making it look the way he or she's comfortable, no one else will ever notice the ad. That's
right.
Why advertising is very counterintuitive.
Their natural instinct is to put good-looking models on there. It'd be better if you put an ugly person on there. It's
exactly.
Attention-getting.
Right.
So you want to stay away from models and you know pretty people and slick pictures. You want to go with before and after pictures are good, and pictures of regular people that look like your patients.
Implied testimonial. You said it already. You said it's different.
It's different. That's the bottom line.
It's funny because our doctors, if they would see a mailer that would really work well, laid next to all the other bank insurance company mailers, they would say, well, mine doesn't look as pretty.
Right. Their natural instinct is to make it look like they spent big bucks on advertising. But unfortunately, that doesn't work. Okay, Greg, let's go on to benefit headlines. This is the next point.
And Wes, in a way, this is kind of like a journey, isn't it? I mean, you're moving them, you're making them see it.
You make them see it. Then you
got
to make them read it.
That's the
headline. Then they got to read the whole copy. Then we got to move on to the offer.
So the whole goal then is to get them to the offer. And this is where our doctors are losing.
Right. A lot of doctors lose them from just being able to see it. And then we get them to see it. And we got to get them to read it.
So each one of these big points today is kind of a vector of where you might be losing your prospective patient. Okay.
In the end, you got to get them to pick up the phone and call you. This is asking a lot, really.
But that's not going to happen from the color of it, from the headline or the copy. It's going to happen from the offer. So all of this is to get them to the offer.
In the end, you got to get them to the offer.
All right, so tell us about the benefit headline.
Okay. Benefit headline, what you're trying to do is say something unusual, something that they're not used to seeing
or
reading.
They're not expecting.
Right, exactly. And so they go, that's different.
Give me some of the headlines that have worked for your people.
Okay, some proven headlines that have pulled over 200 new patients a month.
In difficult markets?
In difficult markets.
Okay.
One would be, we don't cater to cowards. We go even further.
I see.
That's a big one.
See, the old cater to cowards has been around a while, so you're playing off of that. I like it.
Okay. Another one would
be... So within the copy that would go with that, when we get into that later, would be how you go even farther.
And it's got to be true.
Yeah.
So this gets into ad depth, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
The next one would be, you like going to the dentist? Question mark.
Okay.
I love going to my dentist.
I got it.
And so then it would explain why you love going to my dentist.
Because our dentists sit and listen to people all day long say, I would rather be any place in the world but here. And so now you're spinning that around.
I'm playing off of that.
I got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Another one would be, dread going to the dentist. And then it would explain.
I know. That's worked well for you guys.
Right. So those are some of the top, these are top big ones. And when I'm saying big, they're pulling big.
Okay.
Okay. So headline, what you're trying to do, basically to sum it up, is to engage the reader. In other words, say something different and get them to read the rest of the copy and to move them into the close, which is the offer.
If I could just speak a little bit for you here, Wes. I know that you guys use a matrix to test these things, and you actually were able to prove that with the same offer, a different headline has a different outcome. Because what's happening basically is you're losing people along the way.
Right. You'll see a drop-off of probably around 30%.
Just from the headline.
Just from a bad headline.
I got it.
Have everything great. You'll lose 30%.
Okay.